Right, I've been joined by Lewis and Holly, who are S1 at Forrester High School, and they've both got their Android Toshiba tablets with them, yes?
Yeah.
Tell me, how has it been so far having an Android tablet available to you to help you with your learning all the time? What's it been like?
It's been really good, and it's different, so it's not just, you know, more interesting than just getting a book.
Mm-hmm.
And in case there's not enough books in the class, there's always...
But it's different from a book, Holly, isn't it? An Android device, it's different from a book. So what do you mean? What's it like having... It's like a powerful computer at your fingertips.
Yeah.
What can you do with that that you maybe couldn't do with a book? Put you on the spot there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, have a think about that. You know what I mean, Lewis? You know, it's not quite like it's a book. It's like you've got your own computer. Well, it's your own computer.
It's a lot helpful in classes when you need to download something,
mm-hmm.
like a book, and it's just easy to do it.
And you just download that?
Instead of having to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You always have it.
So this compared to maybe traditional pencil and paper, what you're finding the differences are?
It's easier in English because you have to like type essays.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the spell check,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there's less mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much easier because, you know, there's no scribbling out, there's no need for rubbers
mm-hmm.
or pencils.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's quite light and it's very
Do you
basic.
Like that? The fact is it kind of nice and neat and tidy and easy
yeah.
to edit your work?
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. So you can change the font and if you... The space on it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You can have... loads of games and loads of books,
mm-hmm.
so you know, it's a good medium.
Aye, good stuff. What about the having the internet at your fingertips all the time, Lewis? You know, for research purposes and what have you. Are you
yeah.
finding that that's a helpful thing to have available to you?
Yeah, because usually you'd have to come up with stairs to the computer lab
mm-hmm.
to use all the computers, but there might not be enough, but now every S1 has one,
mm-hmm.
so it's a lot easier.
Do you find that's a kind of a something that's beneficial, the fact that you don't need to wait until
yeah.
you actually go to
Everyone's
a computer
got
lab?
One, so you can
so there's nothing stopping
time.
You. If you've,
yeah.
got, you've got a question, you can answer it. Yeah? What would you say is the biggest impact that this is having on you as a learner? What is it allowing you to do that maybe you couldn't do before you had one of these with you all the time? What do you think? Anything at all?
You could get to information and facts a lot quicker
mm-hmm.
because if you search it on Google, you're going to get a lot faster than having to look through a book
mm-hmm.
to try and find what you're looking for.
Okay, so it's like instant access to information.
Yeah, getting straight to what you want.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What about, do you have your own blogs or anything at all or anything where you're actually writing to the web and you've got something where you've got control over it?
Edmodo.
You've got Edmodo.
And we can... put stuff up on that, and that's where we send homework
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got quite a few homework on that.
Uh-huh.
Especially lately, it's been a lot more than when we first got them, because the teachers and the students
mm-hmm.
know how to use them.
Mm-hmm. Some adults are still kind of sceptical about having things like this in schools, and would think, didn't have them when I was young, and I learned okay.
Yeah.
You know, why should we? These kids have such an expensive device? You know, what would you say to folks who maybe don't understand why devices like this are helpful tools for today's learner in schools? What would you say to them, to those folks who maybe need convinced that this is a good thing to do?
Well, nowadays, children are a little more, you know, books and reading.
Mm-hmm.
So with these, the schools become a lot more practical.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just have to pick up a book to learn something. There's different games
mm-hmm.
that can teach you just as well as a book, but you're more interested in games.
Do you think this is maybe part of the culture that you're growing up in, that digital tools are part of what you have and part of what you do in your world in 2013?
Yeah.
And do you think it's about moving with the times? Is that fair to say?
Because you'd be, just when a child sees a screen, they're attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely keeping them more interested than having to do it in a jotter.
With the hypnotic power of a screen, as soon
yeah.
as you see one, you move towards it. Well, only when it's switched on, I hope, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look, folks, thanks very much for your time. That's been really helpful, and so I'll let you get back to your lessons, okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.